For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
So I took some R&R over the weekend. Very, very nice. Bit of annual leave.
Does R&R stand for running in the rain, which is exclusively what I saw you do on your Instagram. Go for lovely walks across Geelong, get caught in the rain, and continuously forget a rain jacket.
Yeah, and have to jog for a very far distance, I will say. Probably more than what you've been doing, given the Geelong Running Festival's around the corner. How many jogs have you done this week?
You are currently leading in that stat.
Thought so.
Good job.
But yes, I did some R&R over the weekend. And on Saturday, I was actually lucky enough, a beautiful friend of mine gifted me a voucher to go to Saltaire Spa. Oh,
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous.
No. My win is not your loss. Do you know what I
mean? Yeah, that's true. That's true. It was never coming my way. But it's the best. Yeah. I've been once before. They're the best.
It is the best. And I decided that, you know what this girl needs? A good massage.
Hit me hard and soft, Billie Eilish style.
So I went in there and I had myself a 60-minute massage, which was just gorgeous.
Did you go to the one in Torquay or the one that's like up in the little hills of back Torquay, and it's like there's like a random cricket oval and it looks like you're on camp almost?
Oh, well, I wouldn't have said camp. I would say the most gorgeous, heaven, if I'm honest. It was gorgeous. You could see the ocean from the distance, the rolling hills. It was incredible. And this is not a sponsored post here.
No. Sponsored post.
Davo 20 for 20% off. No. Nothing like that. But it was beautiful. And like, I went in for this full body massage and I came out of the massage and I was kind of like, wow, there's nothing like a full body massage to realize that physical touch is missing in your life.
Oh, mate. Like, we have to pay someone to do it as well.
Well, you know, she was holding my hand and she was like, you know, doing the hand
you're
massage.
You're okay. You're doing just fine.
Well, I kind of wanted to ask, like, what are we? This is incredible. Wow. Thank you for this beautiful attention that you're giving me.
The hand massages are elite.
And I did think that that line was quite funny. You know, obviously there's nothing like a full body massage to make you realize you're missing physical touch in your life.
Sure.
But I posted that up on my Instagram because I thought this is a bit of fun, bit of a laugh.
Okay.
But I do think that a lot of people reacted the same way as you did with a bit of concern.
A bit worried. Because, like, we want to help, but, like, we don't want to volunteer our bodies. It's like, if I could find someone else's body for you, I would. And unfortunately, the only one I can control is mine.
No, thank you so much. And I do appreciate the sentiment there. But no, I did put it up on my socials, had a giggle about it. Like I said, there was more concern than giggles, much like my mum, Irene, replying to the story.
Welfare check.
So she replied saying, ask anyone for a hug. I bet someone will.
Just anyone.
Love you.
That's nice.
I bet someone will. I'm betting that someone might, if you're lucky.
You'll find someone absolutely loose in the head enough that is silly enough to want to hug you. Yeah. Well, that is a very expensive hand-holding situation, Davo, but well worth it.
No, worth it for sure. And, 10 out of 10.
I'm sure you'll be back every single weekend. Tim and Davo. I want to take us all back to the schoolyard. Let's go back to recess. Let's go back to lunchtime.
No.
I'm so sorry. Want a hug?
Nah.
Okay. Thank you for saying no. All right. primary school, like, let's go back. Little Davo. You were probably Lauren at this point.
Sometimes.
You got Davo later in life as a nickname.
Yeah.
So little Lauren, what were you like in primary school? Like, what were you into? What do you think of when you think of like recess and lunchtime?
Well, I was a dancer outside of school. Like, I was doing jazz and tap all the time.
You used to do the performance of Lady Marmalade with your five friends.
Yep. So often we'd be practicing dances at recess and lunch. Or I'd be, you know, out playing some sports with the boys, bit of handball.
And there's Davo. And high school a little bit different.
Yeah. But what about you?
More probably, playing different sports, and you'd go through different, like, all right, we'll go play footy, we'll play soccer, we'll do basketball, we'll do netball, whatever.
Sporty Spice.
Yeah, and I was terrible at it. but unfortunately, I was in the sporty kid group, and I was like, guys, can we just play Pokemon again?
Please.
But when your recess or your lunch finished, what happened?
There was like a bell that went off. The bell went off, and so you went back inside to your class.
Okay. Did your school ever have a song before the bell?
No.
So my school did.
What do you mean?
So it would be like, and this was the song that it would be as well.
If you could see what I see, oh. You're the
So they would have, and they would play the song in full. Essentially, it was a 3-minute warning, and then that would be like, start of the song would be you start heading back to the classroom, mm-hmm. and then the bell was like, all right, joke's over.
Yeah.
Everyone back. Recess, lunch is done. It would be like, Angels Brought Me Here. It'd be like a Daddy Cool song, I remember.
Oh, so it wasn't always Guy no. Sebastian Angels Brought Me Here?
There was, even through from like prep to grade six, it was always the same. Like Shannon Knowles' What About Me was in great. There. Like it was like 5 or 6 songs that they would cycle through the week.
Your principal or whoever was a huge Australian Idol fan, and that was for her or him.
Mr. McKenzie. Yeah.
They loved it.
Okay. Well, I thought 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Are schools still doing the song? Are any schools doing the song? I went to a school called Piercedale Primary School, which is on like the other side of the bay. It's in the Cranbourne-Frankston Triangle. It's a nightmare. But it's a beautiful school. But I feel like I remember my mates who went to other schools, they had the song before the bell. And I want to know if the song's still happening. What's happening at school, primary schools in Geelong?
And it's wrapping it up, is it? Just wrapping up the recess or lunch?
Essentially, because the bell, if it was just bell, and then they go, well, there's two bells, and you've got to get from wherever you are in the schoolyard mm-hmm. to your classroom by the second bell. This is their version of spicing up. So the bell would go, and then a bit of...
Right.
Again, you've got a whole Guy Sebastian song to get back to your grade. Right?
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever.
I love it. And a Guy Sebastian song, fantastic. Yep. Well, Shannon Knowles' version of that's great. You should hear it.
But we want to know, is it still happening? Or is it just is it like a rarity? Bernie in Ocean Grove, you live near a school, so you've got some insight for us.
I don't live near a school. I do a school crossing in Point Lonsdale.
Great.
Just about 100 metres down from the Point Lonsdale Primary School, Tim, and they still play music every morning just to get the kids up and going just before the bell at 9 o'clock.
Excellent.
I think that's
that.
A great idea, to be honest. It's the best way to get you up and about.
And honestly, Bernie, you are doing radio is my, like, if we're looking at career, Radio and Answer was like top of the list. Lollipop Man is a very close second, so you are living my other dream, so congratulations.
Lollipop Man's fantastic, Tim. It's the best job.
We love it, Bernie. Thank you very much for your call. Ebony in Corio is also called through. Ebony, are we going back to your primary school days, or is this current primary school time?
Well, both.
Okay.
I have 2 kids in primary school, and they still do music. My kids quite often said that Paul Walker was the song of choice.
What?
Which I would have much preferred to what I had when I was in primary school.
What was the song what's the song that they're playing at the moment at your kids' primary school?
Paul Walker. I think I got it wrong. Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly. Paul Walker. I was thinking See You Again by Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, Fast and Furious. Rest in peace. All right. What was your one that you prefer?
Not preferred. Mine was There's a Hole in My Bucket.
Dear Liza.
Yeah.
7 years. 5 times a week. 7 years.
That's a really stressful song, by the way. When you really break that down, Liza's going through it.
Yeah, she is going through it. And it's not a lot of time.
That Labour ad they had really triggered me.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. On K-Rock, Tim and Davo present Addiction Prediction. She's a naughty girl with a bad
habit. Yeah, it's time for Addiction Prediction. It's our game based off the TV show My Strange Addiction.
It's pretty cooked. And again, I do find myself yucking yums mm-hmm. every week. It's hard not to because this TV show, My Strange Addiction, was essentially designed. It is a bit of, get a load of this. Mm-hmm. Look at this crazy person.
Yeah, the 2000s.
Yeah, they're eating a mattress. They eat mattress foam. Look at this person. She eats cigarette ash. Mm. Isn't that crazy? And they play the most insulting music behind it, like dum 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 dum, like you're the biggest idiot that's ever been filmed.
Yeah, I mean, the show is definitely 2000s coded. It's a crazy show, My Strange Addiction. Yeah. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But look, the way this game works is I get a snippet from the TV show, I blank out what they're addicted to, and it's your choice, or your opportunity, sorry, to guess on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Now, today's one isn't like a cat fur. It's probably one of the, it's not the worst one I've heard of, is what I'll say. Like, there was a woman that was eating her cat's fur. This is not that coated. There was a woman that was trying to be a horse.
Yep.
Her partner really liked when she was a horse.
It was the woman who wanted to be a baby. Oh, yeah. She quit her job to be a baby.
Yeah, well, look, this one isn't that coded, but take a listen to this.
My name is Tom. I'm 55 years old. I live in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and my addiction is like a drug. If I miss a few hours, I'd become anxious, and I start to develop cold symptoms.
Tom started as a hobby 25 years ago.
I'm so used to this that the seat is no longer painful to me.
Tom spends at least 8 hours a day, almost 3,000 hours a year.
I'm not ashamed. First thing I think about when I wake up is always on my end. I clip in and start going. The reason that I spend so many hours, I get that wonderful feeling.
Oh, it sounded bad, didn't it? That first bit was pretty bad. I heard that live with you.
Davo!
Tom's all right. I promise.
That sounds like he should go to jail.
No. I promise Tom's all right. I mean, his addiction is taking over his life, but he's all right. Do you want to listen to it one more time?
I don't know. The first bit in particular sounds like it's not. Even when the beeps, it sounds not okay. All right. One more time.
My name is Tom. I'm 55 years old. I live in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and my addiction is like a drug. If I miss a few hours, I become anxious, and I start to develop cold symptoms.
Tom started as a hobby 25 years ago.
I'm so used to this that the seat is no longer painful to me.
Tom spends at least 8 hours a day, almost 3,000 hours a year.
I'm not ashamed. First thing I think about when I wake up is always on my end. Clip in and start going. The reason that I spend so many hours, I get that wonderful feeling.
That's crazy. That's I know the game. That's my least favorite edit.
No,
that
it's
you've
not.
Done.
No way.
That's crazy. He's doing it 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. That's like a working week.
Yeah.
He's putting. How can he do this in his life?
That's right. He's making it work.
So consuming something.
Not consuming something. He's doing something.
What? Huh. Is it? I can't guess. It's foul. Sounds like he's in 50 Shades of Grey and he's doing it all.
No.
A bit and a bit. Mate, I don't want to guess.
No, don't guess.
I don't want to guess. Lloyd, have you seen this episode? Because a lot of people have obviously seen this show. I haven't. So every week for me is a hideous surprise. Have you seen this or have you figured it out?
Honestly, I'd love to watch My Strange Addiction, but no, I have not seen any episodes, but I've heard about all the awesome stories that come out of it, though. Okay.
When you heard that audio, did your mind wander?
This is a family show, but yes, it did.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course, Lloyd.
What sick family are we all in? All right, Lloyd, what do you think it is, Lloyd? I'd love to know.
He likes to sit on it and goes for a good push on it, but it's cycling.
You are correct.
Oh, my God. What have you done to me? What's wrong with me? Why did I think of all those things?
Well, let's hear from Tom himself.
Okay.
My name is Tom. I'm 55 years old. I live in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and cycling is my addiction.
Cycling is his addiction. So whatever you thought in your own brain was up to you, you know?
I thought he was sitting on something else.
Yeah.
Lloyd.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't censor me.
Yeah, no. We'll keep it at that.
All right.
Oh, thank
probably
you,
for the best,
probably
Lloyd.
The best.
Keep it in the lycra, mate. Appreciate always it. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, to you too, guys. And you guys have a great night. Oh. And keep those thoughts nice and clean.
Well, always.
Yep, sorry. Yeah, it's my bad. I'm clearly the only one thinking hideous, hideous things.
It's great that Lloyd's across the codes of practice, so we appreciate it. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, and you can find them at CRA online.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I want to take a trip back in time, Davo. Are you familiar with the Merriam-Webster dictionary?
No, please enlighten me.
So Merriam-Webster is just one of the dictionaries, like your Oxfords, your whatevers.
Mm-hmm. The big ran out of them pretty quickly.
Temple Cambridge? And Webster, you know. Cambridge,
know.
Yeah, the Cambridge dictionary, all those ones. But the time traveler feature is you can select a year and it will tell you what in that year, what words were used for the first time in print.
Oh, that's so fun.
So it's like, when did we first start seeing these? And I have done some research and we can go through some various years. I'm going to have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you, because you're going to be funny about it for no reason. What? And there's nothing to be ashamed about what year we're all born in.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just say the words from the year that you were born in and no one knows what year it is?
I think we've said it enough. Like, I'm 35, 91, okay, all right? 19... Look, don't hold it against me because I'm a youthful 35.
Brother, you are the only one holding it against yourself.
I know.
Okay. So, again, 1991, and we can go through a few years in a moment, but I thought let's explore the 2 years of our welcoming, 1991 mm-hmm. and 1993.
Yeah.
In 1991... BDSM was used for the first time in print media.
Yeah.
Hoochie. SIM card. Granny panties. Brain freeze. 3D printer. Bestie. Man boobs. And vacay.
Crazy. Some of the big ones. Bestie and vacay were around for long after that.
But it's like, this was when they were used for the first time. And then I think it's like kind of lines up when it's popular around the time in your formative years, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, right.
And I don't know how that works. 1993, only a little bit later after you, Davo, for the year that I was born in, bubble tea, fashionista, DVD.
This can't be right.
Booty call, wet willy.
I hated that.
Let's go a little bit later. We spoke to Sean Manor from the Cats a little bit earlier. He's born in 1997.
Yeah, okay.
Butt tender, face blindness.
Okay.
Nerdle. I don't know what some of these are. I'm worried the Urban Dictionary. You're a dot comma. That was like a slur for people that use the internet.
Yeah, in 1997. I just feel like some of those words surely weren't around then, but here we are.
We can go even further back from what we've done. 1986.
Yeah.
Deep dive. The internet, ozone hole, soul patch, stud muffin, you know? There's lots going on here.
And soul patch coming in the 80s, that feels about right. Yep.
1987, ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
It's really popularized now. So there is a website where you can put in the year, you can go through it. And again, it is the time traveler function. You seem rattled. Is
no, I just
right?
really want to play around with this. It looks great.
Okay, we'll play around with it in your old time.
It's Tim and Davo.
I was scrolling through my Instagram yesterday and this chicky babe popped up on there. Her name was Amy Mass on Comedy and she'd posted a video in the movies and it just made me laugh a lot. She'd gone to see The Odyssey. And
oh, right, yeah.
This is what she had to say.
I'm laughing. I just walked out of The Odyssey after an hour because I just couldn't be arsed. I'm 44 years old. Just couldn't be asked. I just couldn't concentrate. Remember, work out who anyone is. I don't care about any of them because they're all men. Couldn't be asked. Anyway, I had a lovely time anyway. An hour, perfect. Ate an entire massive large popcorn. That's what you want, isn't it? Can't be asked.
I have a feeling she couldn't be asked, Davo.
She was really unhappy in that movie. She was saying that she also brought up if it was an indie movie about two lesbians having a plant shop, she'd be all over it. So it just wasn't her vibe. But it is a long movie.
Apparently it goes for 2 hours and 50 minutes. And that's not including like your previews, the whole kit and caboodle. So you're probably there for 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Carve out a full day.
IMAX in Melbourne, a mate of mine was telling me. So he was like, because again, it was filmed for IMAX and all these kind of things. There's only a select amount of cinemas in the world. We're lucky enough that in Melbourne, up the highway, we can go check it out. Apparently, it's booked out to like September, October.
Wow.
Like where you can get a decent seat, not by yourself, right up the front. Mm-hmm. Like people want to see this movie, myself included. But I just, again, it's over. It's going to be a 3 hour plus ordeal. There's no way I'm seeing that this year. That's just not happening for me.
Yeah.
And she couldn't be asked because it was a long movie. The story maybe was a little bit slow for her and she wanted something a little bit quicker. Eat your popcorn, get out of there.
I would have been doing the same. I've got no doubt. I don't think Odyssey's for me, that's for sure.
Oh, you big raps on Frankenstein this year, were you?
Oh, 3 hour movie for Frankenstein. If you want to see a stinker, mate, rip that one out. You'll have the worst time of your life.
Rip that one out.
Look, I have walked out of a movie theater before. Have you ever walked out of the pictures?
Once. Do you remember the movie? It had James Franco and Selena Gomez, a very young Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
Spring Break.
Yeah, I do remember this one, The Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers? Awful. Yes. Awful, awful movie.
Terrible movie.
Came into, like, town to watch it. You know, got on a bus. Never again. I don't know how that movie ends. I don't want to know.
No, and that's fair.
What about yourself?
I've walked out of a movie. It had Reese Witherspoon and Owen Wilson. It's called How Do You Know? Back in 2010. I think we were just going to the movies for something to do.
Rom-com?
Yeah, we left. I think it was in there for 45 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this. Get me out of here. Can't be asked, as old
no,
mate
can't
said.
Be asked.
Look, I thought we could open up the phones now and let's have a chat about the movies you've walked out of.
Yeah.
Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I think it really has to spark something within you to warrant a walkout. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, it's like whether the story, you're just like, this is crap. This is too long. I'm not interested. I'm bored. Like, that's what it is. First call through was Kylie in Bell Post Hill. Kylie, you've done this. You've walked out of a movie before?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. You're staunch on this. You love it. You go, yep, if you're not enjoying it, get out of there.
No, I don't normally do that. Well, I actually thought it would be a good thing to do. I thought I'll go out and have a bit of time for myself because I have big children like in their teens. And I'm like, oh, mum's just going to go out and have the time and watch a movie. Thought it'd be good. But it turned out I didn't even know it was a Shakespeare movie. I think it was called Hamilton or Hamlet. And about 15, 20 minutes. Yeah, 15-20 minutes into the movie, I'm like, what is this? It was quite slow. And I'm like enjoying the popcorn. I thought, oh, I'm going to get up and leave.
I mean,
and I just left.
Not even like gorgeous Paul Mescal could keep you there.
No. I thought, I grabbed my popcorn and I actually went home and, I left and enjoyed the rest of a couple of hours and told the kids I'd left the movie just to have some quiet time.
Yeah,
perfect.
According to the kids, you saw the whole thing because you still wanted some Kylie time. Kylie, well, we've got tickets for you to the end of Oak Street, which is a new movie out next weekend. It's about dinosaurs in the 80s. So, I mean, The tickets are yours. You can walk out of the movie if you want. I think this one, it's going to be a stayer, okay?
Yes, that sounds great.
All right. Chris in Mount Dunedin, you've also walked out of a movie before. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, can I just firstly say, I went and saw The Odyssey the other week, and it was brilliant. It was like, I was there for 3 hours, didn't get up to go to the toilet, nothing, and it was great.
She couldn't be asked, though, this girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think she's got problems.
Well, she wanted to see a different type of movie, and that's fine. But what movie did you walk out of, Chris?
I walked out on Dumb and Dumber 2. It was dumb for me to just go and see it anyway because, it didn't have Jim Carrey in it. So, I probably got about not quite halfway through and I just thought, I'm going home.
Yeah. Well, otherwise you become the third because then it's Dumb, Dumb and Dumber because you stay for the whole film, Chris.
Yeah, I saw the third one too, but that wasn't great either.
It would have been Dumb, Dumber and Dumbest, Tim.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.